Hello, this is Rich Pawson for Critical Point, and I'm going to take a moment here to explain our performance in the stock market using a type of model and give you a little insight into the modeling. Turns out that in March 2009, I turned long-term bullish the stock market and said to be bullish into 2018 to 2021 when we would expect a once-a-decade type of sell signal that would lead to a recession. And as it turned out, in February 2020, the stock market topped, collapsed into a bottom, and we got the virus pandemic recession. Now, I called on March 25th, 2 days after the lowest price in 2020, for a new bull market to last this decade. I even purchased an example investment that I'll set on all decade, while other investments I'll probably move in and out of during the decade, but try to follow that template of being bullish this decade. Where are we for performance? Well, it turns out from the low of March 2020, the low of the year, the stock market as of yesterday was up 100% for the S&P 500. Pretty good performance, okay? Now, it had been as high as 120% as of January. The modeling suggests the S&P 500 can rally another 55 to 94% from its recent price, okay? And it may take to near the end of this decade, early decade, but we will get a sell signal. We probably will get a significant bear market and another recession. So we think the economy can grow for that long, but there's going to be twists and turns. There's going to be speed bumps and hurdles. There's going to be bearish surprises along the way. And the stock market's going to respond to that as well as do some of its own things. And our modeling tries to pick up on that. Our modeling tries to label every single fluctuation you could see on a spreadsheet or a chart. And we can come pretty close to 100% explanation of price fluctuation, whereas the fundamentals and news may only explain about 50% or range of 20 to 80%, meaning it's difficult to work with. It's valid, it's useful, it's true, but it can also be difficult to work with, even a risky way of investing, okay? And now, we're also in a mid-sized LT2 bull market from 2020. It's probably gonna last about 2024. In addition, inside of that, there's a minor long-term bull bear market called LT3, and it was up from 2020 into January of 2022, and it ended. And it ended with 120% gain in the S&P 500. The bear market was about 15% down, 15%. NASDAQ was down more than that. And as of yesterday, okay, April 21st, of 2022, the stock market was up nearly 6% from the low of the year for the S&P 500. So we're seeing a little bit of evidence being on the right track. Now, as we look out, we're in a new minor long-term bull market that's now going to coincide with that mid-size and be bullish into 2024. And as we look at that, we think the market could move up another 24 to 35% from yesterday's prices. Okay, and that's again for the S&P 500. So if you happen to be able to pick the right stocks and you're not fighting the stock market, you may be able to outperform that. A little leverage may be able to help perform it, maybe some options. But you can also use stock index futures. You can also use 2X ETFs that I use quite often, even in my retirement account, and have allowed me to get about a double the return of the stock market. And I don't actually trade individual stocks. I own a hydrogen stock right now that I'm just going to set on maybe forever. But generally, I trade only the entire stock market, invest in the entire stock market via the major stock indexes like the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ. So my service is quite simple. I'm just telling you where the indexes are going, where and when and where we might be wrong, when can we expect negative, shocking, bearish news, when we might expect the next recession. And I've been using this since 2000. I've back-tested this going back a couple of hundred years of economic information and various markets, not only in the U.S., but in Europe and England and other foreign markets. So I have something that works well for me. I realize some people only want to pick stocks, but I've learned they really need to have some help there in sense of where is the overall market going, okay? And I've learned some people do like a mixture where they invest in the market, but they also invest in individual stocks. Some of them use the ETFs on a stock index basis, and then they'll go ahead and pick a few individual stocks. Well, I would appreciate you considering following my service here to be able to assist you on where the stock market is going. We also look at interest rates. We look at a few commodities. We look at the economy. And we've done very well forecasting the early 2000s recession, the financial crisis recession that was nearly a depression, okay, the Great Recession, and then did well for the 2020 recession. Hopefully by the end of this decade, we'll have a sell signal where we can repurchase at a much lower price, get a gigantic reset, just like what occurred for my accounts and people follow me in 2020, okay? You can visit my website at criticalpointpod.com, and you will find information about myself and the modeling, some free videos, podcasts, but you'll find a link to the podcast site that will show you the audio and video podcast of our market analysis, as well as links to sign up. We do not write a newsletter. That saves us money. We don't have to hire so many people. I used to work for research firms where I would write 4 pages of an 8-page newsletter every single week, charts and information, pricing, forecasting, but it had to go through 12 people for edits. I learned that's a good thing, but I also learned that's an expensive thing. I don't need to run that large a business and have those kind of expenses. This podcasting makes it simple, easy. You can see what I'm doing. You can see me draw on a chart. You can see the modeling, labeling. You can see how well it's working. And even if you're a long-term investor and you're saying, well, I don't really want to know what the market's doing on a short-term basis. But if you can see that we're forecasting the short-term fairly well and see how that fits in the long-term bull market, it raises confidence when it comes time to get out of that long-term bull market and protect yourself from a bear market. You're going to have the discipline to do it. You're going to have the confidence in the signal. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Give us a try. 98% of the people that try us for a few months wind up staying for a long while. It's going to be a very good journey this decade. Hope you're on board with us. Thank you.